Hello, my friends, and welcome back. Thank you very much for being with me again today. An unsurprising article comes from the Washington Post, and it's unsurprising because I kept saying this for some time, and nevertheless, let me share it with you. Come over here, glasses. There we go. I'm gonna be a monkey sometimes. So, it says that this article comes from Fox News, and it's from today, November 23rd, 2022. And it says that vaccinated Americans, a majority of COVID deaths for the first time in August analysis. So they say here the Washington Post analysis published on Wednesday finds that 58% of coronavirus deaths in August were people who were vaccinated or boosted, the Post reported. So again, 58% of coronavirus deaths in August were people who were vaccinated or boosted, the Post said. And it says here that the paper described a troubling trend as the share of deaths of people who are vaccinated have been steadily rising over the past year. Didn't more people get vaccinated in the past year? And it says here in September 2021, vaccinated people made up just 23% of coronavirus fatalities. In January and February this year, it was up to 42%, the Washington Post wrote. And here, Kaiser Family Foundation Vice President Cynthia Fox stated, and I'm quoting, "We can no longer say this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated," says, and quote, said Kaiser Family Foundation Vice President Cynthia Cox, who conducted the analysis on behalf of the Washington Post. Now, I don't know about you, my friends, about this vaccination thing, but I have obviously my own convictions. And for me, but that's the way it is. For me, if I was vaccinated with for polio, I never contracted that. If I was vaccinated for other things, I expect never to get that disease. So anyway, you draw your own conclusions regarding this. I'm gonna give you a little clue. I can't travel. So you can imagine where I stand regarding that. As I said, people can do whatever they want with their lives. I don't like when other people impose other people. And then what are we going to do now? I'm pretty sure it's not going to be a mea culpa coming from anybody saying, you know what, we're going to pay you back for this, or we're going to, you know, reimburse something, or people who are had to do this or had to do this because of this and that, we're gonna be, I don't know, somehow, I don't know, reinstated or anything like that. It's just this how things work. Some people tell other people what to do, and when it's the other way around, they don't like it. So that's for, therefore, and we have always, we have followers in society. Those are those people who are afraid of life. They're afraid of life, and they're afraid to die. And it doesn't mean that you have to be courageous or stupid to say, well, I don't care if I die or something. Some people may see it that way. That's their right. But you can't lock yourself in the basement because you're afraid that you are, I mean, you want to live your life in a basement. I wouldn't live my life in a basement. I'd rather freaking go and, I don't know, live my life. It has, risks, and that's beautiful, having risks, because risks have negative consequences, but also have beautiful rewards. I remember a movie when I was a child, I saw it. It was an American movie where it was a child who did not have the immune system. It was not working right. And I remember that this child was kept alive by being in an environment artificially created, obviously in a room There were no microbes, nothing. I mean, it was a science fiction, whatever movie. And that child was living in that room, in that environment, in a very sterile environment, nothing. And he was very, very sad. He was alive. I think his parents were alive. They were interacting with him. They couldn't touch one another because they couldn't go inside the room because they would bring germs and all that. So everything was artificial life for this kid, but the kid was alive. He was very unhappy. And you know what was his wish? To go outside and live like a normal person for as long as the diseases will attack him and kill him. And that was his wish. He went outside, they allow him to go outside, I think play like a child for a few hours or something until all the germs attacked him and he obviously died. I remember that movie right now because it affected me a lot. I mean, I felt sad and cried and whatever. But it's just, if you would put that movie during the pandemic, I think there would be a banned movie because there would be a promotion of, I don't know, criminality or something. They would find a word. I'm not a weasel. I can't find a word, the proper word. But there are people who think that way all the way. So I'd rather be like that kid than live for the rest of my life environment where I stay inside of a house, order everything online, work from home, all right? And other than that, everything that happens is here. Don't interact with other people because other people are afraid to get infected and die and all of that. And you live an artificial life, but you consume in the same time. And there are some other people who don't live like you. They live like you used to and they have a lot of money. And they're special. They don't have to wear masks when they go to football games and so on, as you saw at the Super Bowl. The so-called celebrities, no distancing, nothing. Everybody else was required to wear masks, but they did not give a fuck. That happened in the communism when I was in the communist country. We were supposed to follow certain kind of rules, but the big shots, the politicians, the big shots, the communists, they didn't follow them. They could go overseas if they wanted to go in the Western countries. We couldn't, but they could. They could go hunting. We couldn't. I mean, only if you were really, 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 really tiny minority over there. You could go and buy a shotgun to go or whatever, hunting. You had to be very, very special. And many other things. The rules were broken. The same here. Why? Because you were a important person. We are just the slaves, the hamsters, the guinea pig going on that little wheel. That's all our life has to be. Produce energy, which is money, and produce at work. So, yeah, I don't like that, obviously, people die and so on, but I would rather, as I said, I would rather choose to live like that kid outside for an hour then live my 60 years in that artificial, impotent, whatever that is. I'm exaggerating, so I can make a point, obviously. You're smart people, you know what I'm talking about, obviously. And you don't have to be very smart to understand, because I'm trying to be, straight, direct, without trying to go too deep, so I can, you see, that's a hint over here. Sometimes, but in this case, I'm not happy that this shows, but as I said, if you have a certain kind of vaccines, you expect the vaccines, right? Thank you very much for being with me again today. Stay strong, stay smart, look for the truth, and be just.